Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
Are you looking for love? Well, guess what? First Dates Ireland are looking for you. Carla Zambra is a casting producer with the show, and she's on the line to explain how you can find love on the TV. Good morning, Carla.
Good morning, Dave.
Listen, I love talking to guys from First Dates Ireland. whoever you guys put forward to us, it's always great chats because it's a show about love. And let's face it, who doesn't want love? And it's one of the ones that I think Ireland has taken to its heart over the years.
That's it, like series 10. It's so hard to believe that we have gone to series 10 at this stage. So, yeah, and we always get, like, I have to say, first of all, anybody who puts themselves forward for the show, fair play. It's not an easy thing to do, to put yourself out there, never mind put yourself out there on TV. So everyone who does that, like, absolutely, we have the utmost respect, but that's why we mind people. Like, we seriously mind people, and we make sure that you're not just going to get matched with anybody.
No.
So, like, you know, Pep Guardiola doesn't just throw down a few cones and expect to win the Premiership. You know, there's rondos, there's video analysis, you know.
Carla,
we do all that.
Finally, somebody's using analogies I understand when it comes to love. This is what I need.
You see, Dave, it's simple. You know, we can't win you a trophy, but we can score you a goal for next season.
There
you know?
There you go. Now, obviously, I'm sure of the thousands of applications you get every year, you get a lot of, you know, certain demographics or certain types of people, but there are always people in demand who maybe don't apply in their numbers. And I gather men over the age of 33, they tend to get a little bit shyer as they get into their early 30s. Is that true?
A little bit shyer, and I don't know what it is, but yeah, they kind of just tend to be a little bit more reluctant. Like, the women are brilliant at putting themselves forward, and I think that's because, you know, as I said, we take the work out of it, we check everybody out, make sure, you know, there's no catfishing going on. So women feel it's a safe space, but it's a safe space for guys too. But like that, listen, lads, if you play GAA, if you play rugby, if you play football, I have women, a list the length of my arm of women that'll date you.
Is that a specific request? What is it about the sporty types that they're looking for? Is there a body part in particular?
GAA legs. They're hot right now. We've Paul Mescal to blame for that.
Here, do you know what? Cathal Minogue right sitting now to my left just laughed. As soon as you said GAA legs, he went, I have a pair of them. He knew straight away what's going on there. So
in demand.
So this is Paul Mescal wearing the shorts all the time that is making women decide that they also want a little bit of GAA leg.
And if you have a gold chain as well, like, you know, it can't go wrong.
But it can't just be the sporty types you're looking for. Obviously, there are lots of different people, lots of different ages.
Dave, nerds are so hot right now.
Nerds?
Like, if you're a big, hairy, nerdy man, like, again, I have these absolutely gorgeous women going, oh, I'd love a man who loves Lord of the Rings.
What?
Oh, Dave.
I'm telling you.
Carl's eyes lit up when you said Galax. When you say a man who loves Lord of the Rings, I jump to the front of the queue and unsheathe my blade and go, shing, I'm here.
You see?
I am the man of Rohan. So they could be looking for, presumably, when you say, you know, you said big, so you're talking about a tall, broad, bearded.
Scary. You're in.
Sorry, I'm losing you there a little bit on your AirPods, Carla. But you were saying, yeah, so tall, broad, hairy Lord of the Rings nerds are in.
Absolutely in. They are so hot right now.
All right, who else then? Who else are you looking for?
We've some fabulous women in their 70s. So, like, dating isn't just for, you know, 20s, 30s, you know. Like, once you get older, you know, we still want you to come on dates. We've really interesting women in their 70s. They're looking for kind of musical, active, kind of cool vibe men. So, like, you know,
And are they also looking for men in their 70s, or were they like a toy boy in their 60s?
Looking for men in their 70s. We do have a few women in their 40s that are looking for maybe a few younger, early 30s men if they think they could handle a slightly older woman and give her a room for her money, you know?
And then is it true you're also looking for double dates?
Yes. Listen, if you're a twin, if you and your twin are single, we'd love to hear from you. And also, we'd love to hear from siblings, right?
Yeah.
Because siblings will always dish the dirt, right? Friends will be all, oh, my friend is amazing. The siblings will be like, oh my God, he was a little brat. Do you know what he did, you know, to me? Or, you know, we get the real sense of the person when siblings come on and dish the dirt for us. So, yeah, siblings, we want to hear from you.
Well,
and, like,
Let me tell you a quick story about siblings, right? So my dad went on a date with a woman that he met in Limerick City back in the, I think it might have been the early 60s. And she said, here, I'm bringing my sister. And he went, okay, cool, I'll bring my brother. So two brothers and two sisters went out. They swapped dates, as in my dad ended up fancying the other woman and his brother ended up fancying the other sister. And they got married, and that's my mum and dad and my aunt and uncle.
No way. Oh, yeah. My God, I love it.
So it can work. You never know.
It can work. Like, yeah. Like, also, do you know who we're looking for? If you have, like, a mom, a granny, an auntie who's in her 70s, loves going for a bit of dance and a bit of boogieing, we've great men in their 70s that are just looking for a lady who wants to go out and have a bit of a dance.
Okay, right. So look, you're kind of covering, you know, most of society at this point. I gather everything other than women in their 20s and 30s. You must have enough of them at this stage. But
if you are a fabulous woman and you're looking for a date, we're still open to hear from you. Because as I said, like, we're really specific about our matches. Like, you'd want to hear the scraps that go on in the office about, what do you think of Mary for John? I'm like, absolutely not. There's no way Mary's going on a date with my John. Like...
That's brilliant. And the website that people need to go to is all important, because there'll be people listening this morning who maybe, you know, have thought about it, but then they hear, as you said earlier on, how much care you guys put into it. Maybe they've been, you know, inspired by the chat, they've heard themselves called out, but they need to go. What is the website to go and make your application?
Okay, so you log on to cococontent.ie/firstdates, and Coco is COCO, or you can even drop us a WhatsApp or a message to 087-100-7202. It's really easy to apply. You know, the process is quicker than it took for Albania to score against Italy last Saturday. But this time you'll be on the winning team.
Absolutely brilliant. Carla Zambra, casting producer of First Dates Ireland, best of luck with the hunt for the lovers, and also with putting them all together and making the brilliant TV show. Thanks so much for taking the time to chat to me.
Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.